Okay, so now that you've gone through the values exercise, let's sum up on values. There are five key things that I want you to keep in mind when it comes to values. The first is everything we think, say, or do is filtered by our values. Our values are running the show. When we're not aware of it, it means that something we're not aware of is running the show. We want to make sure that it's clear and that you understand what's driving your client in terms of how they want things to happen, how they want their future to be, and how they want you to take care of things. The second is that when our actions are in alignment with our values, we gain a sense of success and trust. When I feel like you really understand and are respecting my values, does the opportunity for trust go up or down? Well, it goes up for sure. The third is that goals are more likely to be achieved when values are honored for a bunch of reasons, not the least of which is, as a client, I'm more likely to act on them. I believe in them. The fourth is that knowing and acknowledging values keep people on their best path. And the last one is that the purpose of discovering values is to improve the results that your clients get. It's to improve the results that they get. The side effect is that it'll probably improve your results, but the purpose is to improve the results that they get in the areas of life that are truly important to them. Values aren't a fluffy thing. They're a tough thing. If you're the kind of advisor that can actually execute on this over and over, you're going to watch as the quality of the relationships you have with your clients goes up and up. Their willingness to introduce you to others goes up. The quality of the results that you're getting improves, and the actual speed of implementation that happens once clients receive your plan and they move toward execution, that speed goes up as well. Values are powerful, and now you know how to use them.